When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged
with Emma, Damon, Ashley.
Let's go.
Hello. We're recording our podcast intro from the studio in Dundrum after what can only be described as a pretty hectic morning.
A mad old show. Do you know, I slept really badly last night.
Same.
I woke up like every hour.
I have to say,
I was so afraid.
I was the exact same. And I think I was really giddy as well.
Yeah.
I was really giddy. I just had this feeling of like, today's going to be a bit of crack. And I remember waking around 10 to 5 and being like, well, I just get up. And then I was like, ah, no, come on, like, give yourself another half an hour.
Do you ever like wake up and you're like, oh, I better not fall back asleep because it's about time to get up.
Yeah.
I was like doing that, and then I checked my phone and it was 20 past 12. And I was
sugar.
Ah, why was I doing that? You know, I was like, disorienting.
Yeah. But it was so much fun. Basically, the reason that we've been here, in case you're not aware, is we were giving away our girly quiz board games.
Just making so much noise, sorry.
That's okay, on the show this morning. And it was so nice to meet so many people who listened to the show who popped in. They're gone from Dundrum today, but there are more to go from Blanche tomorrow morning.
Well,
so
we did sell out today. So,
yeah, that's so exciting.
If you are around tomorrow and want to come and get one, be on the ball.
And when we say sellout, there's no charge for this at all. But maybe you listen to the podcast somewhere in the world and there's no chance you're going to be around to pick up a girly quiz board game. You'd still like to make a positive donation to somewhere for Christmas. We are trying to raise as much money as we can for Women's Aid. And the link is real handy. It's just spain103.com/donate. If you could throw a few quid at it, it'd be really amazing to do something magic there.
And you'll hear that about 12 more times on the podcast.
Thank you so much for listening. And yeah, live from Blanche tomorrow morning from 7, collect the board games from 8.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
I think it's great.
Spins Fully Charged is on.
Good morning. It is Emma, Dave and Ashley coming to you live from Dundrum Town Centre.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dundrum.
Before we go a second further, can we do the show from here all the time? That was the handiest drive to work for me ever.
For you.
Yes,
for you.
Yourself.
Do you know what's so weird is being here where the escalators aren't even on?
Yeah.
All the shutters are down.
Oh my God, I'm going to walk up and down a
I hate walking up an escalator that's not like
a soft slopey escalator thing.
No, one that's not on.
What was that you said before? It's like when your phone does a factory reset or something.
Yeah, no, it's like when your body takes a screenshot.
Yes. Horrible feeling.
Awful.
I always park here outside M&S, and then I was on the way around doing all the rounds to get to that floor. And I was like, surely the shop won't be open. That'd be dodgy.
Yeah.
So then I was like, no, sure, you can't. You can't walk through M&S. That's going to be closed. But I did get some funny looks. Some security guards being like, who is this one?
Yeah, all done up.
At this hour in the morning.
I went into the car park and I was just like, the lights for the car park weren't on. So I was like, there's no way I'm going to be allowed in here. So I was just like, no, but the barrier went up and I was like, right, so I just have to drive in the dark here now.
Strange.
And find a car parking spot. It was so weird.
I had a lovely taxi driver.
Did you?
Chatted the whole way in.
Right.
But in a nice way,
not in an annoying way.
No.
Did anyone spot the signs dotted around Dundrum this morning?
No.
The timing of them aren't the best now.
What?
So, 8 o'clock this morning, everyone's welcome here to pick up a girly quiz board game.
Of course.
Hence why we're here.
Yeah.
8 o'clock this morning in Dundrum, a test fire alarm drill will happen.
Oh, class.
In the shopping centre?
Yeah.
I did see something about that going into the car park.
This is kind of the time we want to be down talking to people, like talking on the radio. It said, please ignore all sounds. This is just a test.
Class.
Oh my God.
Well, there you go.
Great. I hope that lasts for the whole show.
We better play some music at that point.
Totally. It is Emma, Dave and Aisling. If you want to pick up a girly quiz board game, we're pretty much just outside Tesco in Dundrum Town Centre. We're looking forward to seeing you. You can pick them up from 8 a.m.
You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
We are coming to you live from Dundrum Town Centre.
Good morning, Dundrum Town Centre.
That's going to get old very quick.
8 o'clock this morning, you can pick up your girly quiz board games. And there are some people who actually are so productive. Dave, what was your observation?
people are doing their shopping now, and I think that's mental. Like, we don't voluntarily get up this early.
No,
we have to get up this early. There's someone down there who voluntarily got up this early and is doing their shop. And
it's
actually genius,
though.
That's kind of genius.
Yeah.
No one in Tesco. We were there for Tesco's shutters open.
Yeah. We actually had to duck our heads under the shutter as it was coming up.
Give us a bottle of water.
Yeah.
So look, early quiz board games to go from 8 o'clock this morning. For now, we've been doing this over the last couple of weeks. It's that time of the year where everything's. There's lots of stats coming out rounding off the year. We've been kind of doing a top 10 Tuesdays. Today is no different, folks. I've got a list of things in the top 10. Today, we're looking at the top 10 Billboard Hot 100 of the year. So basically, the most popular current songs across all genres. This is ranked by streaming and sales data.
Okay, so it's actual stream, like it's actual popularity rather than, we just think this is a fantastic song.
Yeah, there's no list of quote unquote experts here. It's okay. Based on what people want and what people spent money on and streamed, etc. So here's this going to work. Asha, Dave and Ash, you'll battle it out to complete the top 10 between you. And you'll keep playing until you get something that isn't in the top 10. And then you can switch to the other player at that point. So we'll start with Dave, okay? The player with the most correct answers wins, and the loser needs to go downstairs this morning to venture
out. I'm at a massive disadvantage with Dave going first. That's a big flaw in your game, Emma.
I wouldn't worry. I really, really wouldn't worry.
The person who loses needs to go down and start helping unpacking board games, okay, from the van.
Oh, no.
All right. Let's begin, shall we?
Okay.
Dave,
let's do it.
Guess number one. We're looking for the top 10 in the Billboard Hot 100.
A bar song, Shaboozy.
Hey, get off your phone.
I just have notes,
He's
Ashley.
On bloody Spotify.
I just have notes. Shaboozy, a bar song. Sabrina Carpenter.
No, go on. I'll tell you that you can keep playing because a bar song by Shaboozy is at number two, correct?
Okay, that's good. Sabrina Carpenter, Espresso.
Number seven.
Okay, I'm going to go Post Malone and I Had Some Help.
Post Malone and I Had Some Help is at number four.
He's been looking at the fucking chart.
I haven't. I look for one thing. You bring it up on your phone.
Liar.
I didn't guess. Any of these ones I'm guessing were not on the chart. I'm going to go a bit rogue because I can't think of any other song. I'm going to go with Eminem and Houdini.
Ash, it's over to you. Not in the top 10. Ooh. Okay. All three right. For Dave.
See, I told you I wasn't looking.
Chapel Roan, Good Luck Babe.
Damn it.
Chapel Roan, Good Luck Babe. I'm sorry, Ash. It's not in the top 10.
Oh my God.
Plague returns to Dave.
Is it Chapel Roan Hot to Go?
Plague goes back to Ashley. No sign of Chapel Roan in the top 10.
No Chapel Roan?
I got you here, Emma.
Yeah.
Kendrick Lamar, Not Like Us.
Number six, Ashley.
Thank you. Okay.
What would number one be?
Why can't I think of a single? Dasha Austin.
No, not a chance.
Not in the top 10, my love.
No.
Back to Dave.
I'm going to go with Dua Lipa and...
No.
Are you gonna go? No, not Houdini, but the Barbie song. What was the Barbie song?
That was last year.
No sign of Dua Lipa whatsoever. Ash, back to you.
Sabrina Carpenter, Please, Please, Please.
No.
You're really bad at looking at this list.
The only feature there is Espresso from Sabrina Carpenter.
Okay.
Back to you, Dave. Okay, we're looking for number one, number three, number five, number eight, number nine, and number ten.
We haven't even got number one.
No. Somebody in number one is like some Luke Combs or something like that.
Oh, God.
No, you actually know this person. Okay, I'll give you both a tip, okay? And the first person shouts their name gets to guess
Taylor
number
Swift.
One. No, the first... I'll give you a clue.
Sorry.
And the first person to shout their name gets to guess number one.
Go on.
We met them this year.
Teddy Swims. Ashley.
What's the song?
Feels So Close.
Teddy Swims and Lose Control.
Yes, Dave.
Number one.
That was number one. I was actually a little bit surprised by that myself. Like, incredible.
Oh, God.
That's insane.
Will we give up here? Because I don't think we're going to get anywhere.
Who's the rest?
Teddy Swims is at number one with Lose Control. A bar sign by Shaboozy at two. Three was Benson Boone's Beautiful Things.
Damn it.
Post Malone, Morgan Wallen, I Had Some Help. That's at four. Jack Harlow's Loving On Me was at five. It does feel like a very American kind of chart, you know. Kendrick Lamar is Not Like Us at six. Sabrina Carpenter, Espresso at seven. Tommy Richmond's Million Dollar Baby was at eight.
No way.
That was big.
June.
Now, you might not know this song. We'll play a clip for it for you. Zach Bryan and Casey Musgrave, should I say. It's called I Remember Everything, and it sounds like this. Cold shoulder, closing time. You beg me to stay till the sun rose. Strange words come on out of a bone man's mouth when his mind's broke. Lovely.
That's lovely. Callum, why are we playing that?
bit of country, bit of country music.
It's number 6 on the Billboard Hot 100, I'll have you know.
At number 10, worldwide, Hosier and Too Sweet. Go on, Hosier. And some honourable mentions that didn't make the top 10. Noah Kahan was in there at 11 with Stick Season. Taylor Swift and Cruel Summer at 12. Please, Please, Please by Sabrina at 16. Chop of Roan, Good Luck Babe at 18. And Chop of Roan Hot to Go at 53.
That's shocking.
Mad.
You both suck.
Yes, yeah, we
do. We're not great at this now.
But thankfully, it's the final top 10 Tuesday of the year, so we won't have to worry about that again.
But there's no point in me cheating at all.
We are live from Dundrum Town Centre. And a reminder, you can pick up your very own girly quiz board game from here at 8 o'clock this morning.
Woo. Live from Dundrum Town Centre.
Let's go!
It's mad. I did see that video yesterday that was sent into our group of loads of people that were employed to work on putting together the girly quiz board game.
There was a full team of them, and I believe they had a bit of a horror show of a day.
I felt kind of ashamed. I was like, why didn't they ask us to chip in? I was like, I would have helped.
I would not have.
No, they knew Dave wouldn't have, and then they would have. It would have been unfair to ask us because we probably would have done it.
Yeah, it's true.
You know me. I'd only mess it up.
I'd only fold it on the wrong seam.
That's exactly it, Jim. I'd end up giving away an FM104 girly quiz.
Hey, get that out of your mouth. It's all about the spin girly quiz board game today.
My wife's name
out your mouth. Just in case you don't know, we're giving away the board games from 8 o'clock this morning. They'll be just outside kind of Tesco. So if you're parking, it's very handy to just come in by the TK Maxx entrance kind of a situation.
Yeah, don't do what outdoors. I did. Don't go down to 2M because then you...
If
you come into the Tesco and you can just go, you're right there.
Just play a round of Top 10 Tuesday. Aisling, you lost Top 10 Tuesday. Will you go down now as a, not a punishment necessarily, because we'll all be heading out, but would you throw on the kit now and head out? And I think, Ash, now you'll be disgusted. The area giving away the board games is currently surrounded by about 7 men.
I noticed that.
Yeah. There's one girl, Lucy's there.
All the spinnies down there are lads. So I'm going to go down and have a piece of my, give them a piece of my mind. Say, where's all the women at with the girly quiz board game?
Bit of what's it called? Progesterone?
So I'm going down to level 3.
What word was that?
Estrogen, maybe?
Estrogen?
Progesterone.
Like Voltarol.
Yeah, spread a bit of that estrogen there, Aisling. We need it.
All right, go down.
And come here, will you do us a favour on the way? Just check, is there anywhere in Dundrum doing coffees yet?
Yeah, a few croissants, Ash, wouldn't go amiss now, to be honest.
No,
that'd
no.
be nice.
Okay, she is on her way out there now.
I hope she has a microphone now, does she?
There she is. Hello, Ash, you're live.
Hi, guys. I'm literally like an octopus here. There's 1,000 strings coming out of me. It's ridiculous.
Okay, yeah, no, it's not exactly high tech, is it?
No, it's like something from the 1980s. And Callum is literally carrying the strings beside me, so I look like a real diva.
I'd say you do. You're like a Hollywood actress.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going.
Hey, don't take any crap off him today. It's girly quiz board game day, Aisling. Do you hear me?
Yeah, it's your day. It's not his day.
Oh, I know. We rule the roost. Us and the 7 men guarding the board games. Here, lads.
So, what's the crackdown?
All the men guard the games. Where's all the female spinnies? Seriously. Will, come here. I'm going to give out to Will. Will, could you book in all these lads?
Hello there. Yes, this is my fault, I'm afraid.
Do you not trust women to guard the board games?
We did have a team of women here, but they don't seem to be awake yet, so...
Oh! Well, there was no need.
Lucy over there.
Maybe they have their period. It's very difficult being... We'll do a quick fire girly quiz with these many, many men later on the show, but I'm going to grab a board game now, guys, and bring it up to us so we can do it.
Oh, do.
Boxing.
I'd love that. I haven't seen one yet. Please do.
Yeah.
Okay, listen.
Bye, men.
We are live from Dundrum Town Centre, 8 o'clock this morning. You can come and pick up your very own girly quiz board game right now, playing with Sabrina Carpenter and Taste on Spin.
It's the girly quiz. Live from Dundrum Town Centre.
Let's go.
Now, why are we here? Well, that's a great question. Basically, we do a girly quiz every single Thursday. It's where the girls quiz me on all things girly. So we decided to bring out a board game so you can feel just as anxious as I do from the comfort of your own home this Christmas. We have a girly quiz board game and we're giving them away from 8 a.m. We are just outside the Tesco in Dundrum on level 3.
Yes, very exciting. We haven't actually opened up a girly quiz board game yet, and just a few minutes ago I ran downstairs to the very male heavily guarded... area.
What was your reason for all the women not being there?
I said they might be on their period or something, which is actually really sexist. But I'm a girl, so I can be. So I actually have a girly quiz board game right here, and we're going to do a live unboxing.
This is fab.
Great.
Yeah.
It looks fantastic.
I don't know why I imagined the box being a bit smaller. Some of them come in really small little packs.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's nice A4 size. It's lovely.
How cool is it to be on the front of a board game?
It's very cool. It's very cool. A little bit smaller than like a 30 seconds board game.
Do you know what I enjoy as well, Ash? Just a quick one. Because the other way you were trying to make, when we did the photo shoot for this, we said, you were like, wouldn't it be really funny if Emma, you are like drying Dave's hair, but I'm holding the plug, so it's not plugged in, so it's kind of ironic. But in any way we use this image online, you can't see that the plug's hanging loose. So this is the first time your joke will land.
Yes. It's great, isn't it?
Well done.
Right, will I open it up?
Yeah, go on.
All right, here's the sound effects of me opening the box.
Wow.
Oh, it's got a lovely fresh smell.
Does it?
Oh my God, here we go. So we've got the rule sheet.
Oh, can I have a quick look at the rule sheet?
Very nice.
You know the rules. You do it to me every Thursday.
But there's different vibes going on when it's a board game, you see.
We've got two boxes of question cards.
I've got the cards.
With girly quiz questions and also the truth or dare elements. And then I have the board, which is very sturdy. I could hit it off my head.
Don't hurt yourself.
I didn't.
So the board is just like, that's just the board. The board doesn't like to fold or anything.
No, it's an actual
one-piece
board. It's beautiful.
The cards are actually quite big.
Sorry, can I talk about how modern the game is?
How modern.
On the rule sheet, right? So there's two player rules and there's three plus player rules. So that's cool. You can play with two people. Sometimes if you're looking at a board game going, we can't play, there's only two of us.
Yeah.
And then there's general rules for all group sizes. At the very bottom, there's a QR code that you can scan to get the 30 second timer you need on certain spots.
That's genius.
Oh, hello,
producer Callum off that. A bloody QR code to scan for your timer rather than the little things that you flip.
Callum.
Tell you one thing that isn't mattering about the girly quiz board game is the world's smallest dice.
Oh yeah, we can't talk about the girly quiz board game without the dice.
We've told you about that. It is smaller than my baby fingernail.
Yeah.
It's from Temu. It was bought by mistake, but we love it ever so
much. Our head of marketing who organised the dice is currently sitting with her head in her hands.
Yeah. Although what's fun about it is there's people who are going to arrive today specifically for the mouse dice.
Yeah.
Give us a dice.
I don't want the board game.
Can I have a quick look at the board just to see how it's going to work in terms of like unlike the game?
So I'd say you start. We see where it says start.
I think that's the idea is that there's a bit of jeopardy. If you land on certain places, you have to go back four spaces.
Oh, that's unique.
There's a back to start.
I like once when you're done the board game, you can use that as a dinner mat.
It's so versatile, guys.
It's so versatile.
We will see you here from 8 o'clock. We are live from Dundrum Town Centre this morning.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
We want you to get your skates on ice.ie, powered by Uno Energy. It's the perfect way to celebrate the season with locations in Dundrum. They're in Swords as well, and they're all across Ireland.
Yeah, we have loads and loads of family passes to give away every day this week on the show. You can also get your tickets right now at onice.ie. We're going to do like a short quiz type of thing, but a Christmas themed one to give these away now.
Let's do it.
Bit of crack. Let's start ringing people now, shall we?
Hi, Emilio. Yeah.
It's Emma, Dave and Aisling. How are you?
Morning, Emilio.
All good.
All right.
Listen, let's get you a family pass for Dundrum or Swords on Ice. Tell us this. Baby born on Christmas. What was his name?
Jesus?
Yeah!
Question mark? Correct.
Nice one, Emilio. You've just got a family pass to onice.ie.
Thank you very much, guys.
Well
good
done.
Luck.
Happy Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Looking for you now, Rebecca. Your number ends in 9-1. Hello, Rebecca. It's Emma, Dave and Aisling. How are you keeping?
What's up, Rebecca?
Hi.
Alright, Rebecca, you're on to play with onice.ie. A really, really short quiz question. Are you ready for it?
Okay. Yeah, I am.
Santa sleigh animal.
Reindeer?
Yes.
Spot on, Rebecca. Congratulations. You've just won yourself a family pass to onice.ie. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks so much.
Happy Christmas.
Bye. Gotta go.
Thank you.
Bye. Gotta skate.
Simone, we're looking for you and your number ends in 7-3. Morning, Simone. It's Emma, Dave and Aisling.
What's up, Simone?
I'm good.
That's good. A lovely name and we've a lovely prize for you potentially.
Yes, and a lovely question. Simone, all I want for Christmas is what?
You.
That's sweet.
I will just for that I'll give you a pair of tickets.
Stop.
A family pass.
Stop flirting.
Onice.ie.
I do think the other thing we could have accepted there is my two front teeth. Just saying.
Yeah,
that too.
Congratulations, Simone. Happy Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you too.
Bye.
Looking for you, Mark. Your number ends in 8-0. There he is. Good morning, Mark.
Hello.
What's the crack, Mark? It's Emma, Dave and Aisling and Spin. How are you?
Good and yourself?
Good, 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 good.
Let's try and get you sorted with anice.ie with the family pass. Finish this. Will Ferrell Christmas film.
Elf.
Elf is the exact one we have written down. Congratulations, Mark. You've just won a family pass to onice.ie.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mark. Bye. Job done. All business.
Bye. Talk to you later. Bye bye bye. Another chance for you to win with onice.ie on tomorrow's show.
Good morning.
Live from Dundrum Town Centre. Let's go.
And I know you're thinking, God, Emma's voice has really dropped.
Yeah, she sounds different in Dundrum.
But she is, in fact, down by the girly quiz stand. Hopefully, there is people down there. Emma, how are you?
Oh, guys. Yes, there's there a queue already. Obviously, everybody's tweeting for 8 o'clock. And at the top
who's
of the queue,
first, Emma? Who's first?
Well, this little lady is first in the queue. What's your name, pet?
Lacey May.
Lacey May. And whereabouts in Dublin did you come from this morning?
Kiltiernan.
Kiltiernan, okay.
Love it.
And Kiltiernan.
No, 8:45.
Will you make it?
Oh, oh God.
Wow.
Now, with your dad
Lacey
brought
May.
You here this morning. Yeah. What's your name, sir?
Paul.
Paul, are you a fan of the girly quiz?
Yeah, I do it every week, yeah.
And how do you feel about Lacey May listening to it?
I don't mind. It'd be fun over Christmas.
Absolutely. It'll be great crack. Well, it looks like you're going to be getting your hands on it first. How are we doing for time, guys? I know we're very strict on the 8 o'clock thing. Dave, what time
it's
is
all
it?
Good. It's all good. It's 5 to 8. So we have 5 minutes until those board games, you know.
Yeah, they will have to wait.
Until they start going away.
Okay,
until 8
okay.
o'clock. If Lacey May is worried about getting to school late or whatever, I don't know how far she has to travel, we do have those late slips that we designed on the show yesterday. So we're going to head down with them very soon. So Lacey May can give that to her teacher and it'll all be above board, don't worry.
Perfect. Second in the queue are these two. Introduce yourself, darling.
My name is Jenny and this is my daughter Harper.
Harper and Jenny, and again, do you mind Harper listening to the girly quiz?
We're big fans. We're
big fans.
Yeah. I love
no,
it.
Like,
it's educational.
On the dial situation.
No, not really.
Have you ever had to have an awkward chat with Harper on the back of listening to the girly quiz?
I don't think so, but
oh, that's
coming
good.
Up.
Okay, you enjoyed Harper.
All right, Emma. You listen out, you stay there, and don't forget those girly quiz board games go on sale from 8 a.m. this morning.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. I like it, yeah. Just wanna
wake up with Emma, Dave, and Ashley. It's Emma, Dave, and Ashley. Spins Fully Charged is on. Let's go.
Let's go. It's right. Good morning. We are Emma, Dave, and Ashley. We are live from Dundrum Town Centre because we are giving away our girly quiz board game.
Woo!
Emma's down in the queue. How's things looking, Emma?
Oh, Dave, it's time to officially do it, guys. The girly
yes.
quiz board game shop is officially open.
Yes.
Come on up, darling. Come
Unreal.
On up. Obviously, we're trying to raise as much money as we possibly can today and across the week. If you feel like you can donate to Women's Aid, who's our charity partner on this, have a good day at school. Nice to meet you. Enjoy the girly quiz board game. Off you go, guys. If you can donate, please do. It's spin103.com/donate. And Women's Aid volunteers are here. There's you can throw a few quid into buckets if you can. What did you make me? What's this?
Bracelet.
You made me a bracelet.
Yeah.
Oh,
that is
on,
very
that's
very
fair.
Kind of
that's
you.
That's not
you
fair.
You better have three.
Yeah.
Say that again, pet.
There's three.
Dave, and Aisling. What's your first name?
Legend.
Thank you.
Harper.
You're Harper. Harper, have the best Christmas. That's so kind. Enjoy
Harper,
the board
game. Give her two board games, Emma.
I will wear it forever, Harper.
Emma,
thank you so much. Right,
that's,
we also
it's all go in the queue. It's all go. Sorry, yeah.
We also have got unbelievable prizes up for grabs. It's Christmas crackers time.
Christmas crackers.
On spin.
Here we go. Oh, oh, oh.
We have gone Christmas crackers. Listen to the prizes we still have up for grabs. We're talking Apple Watch 10.
A €500 Ryanair voucher.
A €200 Just Eat voucher.
And a €500 Lululemon voucher. Not too much left.
No, not at all. And basically, we're going to give you a code word right now. You've got to collect that first Christmas code word. We're going to give you another one at 25 past 8. But for now, I think, Emma, you've got the code word for this morning, have you?
I do indeed. And you know, it's a very honourable job getting to give out the first code word for our Christmas crackers.
It is important.
But I think let's hand over the honours to a special guest this morning. It is Aaron, who got up early to pick up a girly quiz board game. Would you do me the honours of, now be as dramatic as you'd like to be and read that word for me. Okay? 3, 2, 1.
Stuffing.
Stuffing! One more time.
Stuffing. One more time, Aaron.
Say it again, as shout as loud as you can.
Stuffing!
Stuffing!
God. Stuffing is the one. Lovely stuff, Aaron. Thank you ever so much. Of course, you do need both code words. One is not enough. As Dave said, around 25 past eight, we're going to give you that second code word. You need both of them to get on, to get a chance to answer a question, pull a cracker. But there's loads of chances to steal. Oh, it's
there
all crazy.
There's a lot going on. A lot of chances to steal. If someone doesn't answer that question correctly, you could call in 087 711 1038 and steal that second code word coming for you at 25 past eight.
Recharge.
This is Spin, and we're coming to you live from Dundrum Town Centre. I was just in the queue, and my God, is it busy.
Are you out of breath from running upstairs?
I'm a little bit unfit, yes. Yes, I am indeed.
It is worth saying that there are so many board games down there, so if you can't come like directly at 8, we will be here till 10, so loads of chance for you to get them throughout the morning, so do pop down. Level 3 we're at. But listen, this is still a normal show. We're up in a studio in Dundrum. It's very cosy, and I want to tell you about a really funny Christmas tradition that my boyfriend Alex's friends do every year. He was out with them on Saturday, and the two friends that he is friends with, they've been friends for like over 10 years.
Okay.
They were like teenagers, and they've been doing this thing every single year since they were teenagers, and they were doing it again on Saturday night. So basically, every year they go to the shop, they pick up some drinks, and then they go and they have a drink at every Christmas tree in town.
Oh my God, I love this so much.
Oh, go on.
Isn't this the cutest thing ever? So they go to like the big one on Henry Street, they go to the big one on O'Connell Street and have a drink there, they go to the big one on the top of Grafton Street, College Green.
I was going to say College Green.
Yeah. They just go to the big trees and then they go home.
That is so cool.
That's so cute.
That's really, really, really
sweet. There's one
sweet
in Ranelagh. I walked past it last night. Very huge one in Ranelagh.
Yeah.
But that is, I love a Christmas tradition.
I know.
Like that.
And Alex was like absolutely honoured because he was like, they invited me to the Henry Street one. He was like, but I was like, no, this is your thing, lads. It's all good.
So wait, they just invited him just to the Henry Street one?
Yeah, just to Henry Street, and then the rest of them, we've got to do that together.
Do you think I could improve on it by just a little bit? Do you think that every tree they go to, a different friend is there?
Oh. And they pick them all up.
Wouldn't
along the
that
way.
Be good crack.
But that friend can only be at
that
tree.
Only be at that tree. Yeah. Can only be at that one.
So you almost start off alone and then just join each other.
Are we all
in location? We'll see you soon.
I love that.
Alex and I have a tradition that we're actually going to do on Thursday that we do every year, where we go up to the like Grand Canal dock.
Yeah, I was going to guess that.
We
get
a coffee and a hot chocolate.
Oh, it's a hot chocolate.
Yeah, and then we sit at the bench by the red sticks.
Yeah,
and we sip and have our hot drinks, and then we swing by, which is now Bambino's. We get a full pie, a massive pizza.
In Bambino's. Because you're doing very well for yourself.
Oh, listen. It's just Christmas, isn't it?
And then we come home, we watch Home Alone, and you know, and he says something like one cheese,
your very own cheese pizza.
Cheers, our slices.
That's so cute. What is it about Grand Canal Dock that makes it feel Christmassy up there?
You obviously did it years ago or something,
did
you?
Yeah, I think the first time Alex came, because he's American, I brought him up there and he was like, whoa. He was like, this now really feels like a city.
Look at the red sticks.
Look at the red sticks. So yeah, that's just what we do.
In our house, there's not a huge amount because it kind of changes from year to year in terms of whose house we spend Christmas at, if you know what I mean. But one thing that's pretty consistent is between Christmas Eve and Stephen's Day, there's definitely a walk on the beach somewhere.
Oh, that's
really?
Lovely.
Between all of us, there'd be a walk on the beach at some stage, weather dependent and all that.
My parents tried to start that when we were kids, it just didn't work.
Really?
Yeah, no, now the tradition is they go for a walk on the beach.
And you watch telly.
We watch telly. I think we used to do something stupid when obviously you put like the Christmas tree up, it wasn't room, so we had to switch the couches around. So we knew when the couches were switched around in my sitting room that it was Christmas.
Oh, and it's coming.
It was a bizarre thing. Like, it's so stupid and so small, but I just loved it. So much.
It's funny, the little things that you do.
We are live from Dundrum Town Centre. The Girly Quiz board games are officially going out the door. You can pick them up from level 3 just outside Tesco.
It's the Girly Quiz. Live from Dundrum Town Centre.
Let's go.
All right, so we officially opened the quote unquote shop. It is not a shop in the sense that you don't have to pay for them.
It's the best shop ever in that sense.
Yeah, it is. Come along, we have tons of Girly Quiz board games that are here and you can pick up between now and 10 o'clock this morning.
Yes, it's so exciting. There's loads of them down there. We're just outside the Tesco on level 3 and Dave is down there right now. I think he's chatting to some people in the queue. How are you doing, Dave?
I'm good. There is a couple of people kind of coming in through the doors like to get their girly quiz board games. We also have Women's Aid here where you can donate. They've got a QR code as well, and they've got a few boxes for the coins. Does anyone even have cash anymore, lads? Does anyone even have cash anymore? Okay, we're going to do a little quick fire round, okay, with all four of you here, okay, if that's okay with you. Okay, I'm going to ask you really quick girly quiz board game questions, see if how you do, okay? Okay, we're going to start off with this one, right? How might a woman exercise her pelvic floor muscles? A very standard question.
Kegel?
Do you know what? I wish I had the girls here to tell me if I was right or wrong. I'm actually not sure.
A Kegel exercise.
What do you think, Ash? Are we given that?
I might be learning something myself today because I've actually never heard about this. It does involve squeezing your...
Does that involve squeezing your thing?
It involves squeezing the thing, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, then he's absolutely correct.
Wait!
Column,
congratulations, you're absolutely smashing the girly quiz. What's your name?
Laura.
Laura, I have a feeling, given that you're a girl, you're going to do very well at this. What is the scientific name for the fluid that's released when a woman's water breaks? Come on, there's not the chase.
Amniotic.
Amniotic fluid is absolutely correct. Okay, so far, Colm is absolutely smashing it. And then lastly, what's her name?
Victoria.
What is a top knot?
I have no clue.
It is a small bun on the top of the head. And I'm sure you'd rock it. Colm, one more for you. What are slingbacks?
Hairstyle.
It's a style of heel shoe. Colm, you do not get a girly quiz board game, I'm sorry. We are just outside Tesco on level 3 and people coming in and getting their girly quiz board game. We are here for a couple more hours, so you have plenty of time to come down and get a girly quiz board game.
Cheers, Dave.
Thank you, Dave. Yeah, we are here until 10, loads to vlog between now and then. It just shows you by hearing the girls, it's going to be difficult for everyone to play this game.
Exactly, so extra crack to be had. Dave just played some quick fire questions from the girly quiz board game with people in the queue. It's mad how sometimes, as you mentioned there, the gals don't know a lot of it.
Isn't
either.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, it's mad.
I think it's also like a put on the spot as well. Like it's one of those things that, as I said, like it's not like the chase, but it is a little bit. Like when you're put on the spot, it can be quite scary.
That's what will make it fun for everybody at Christmas.
That's what I worried about sometimes. I was like, what if you don't have loads of lads to play with? But actually, with the girls as well, you wouldn't have a clue sometimes. We are here. We're in Dundrum Town Centre. Pick up your board game. We're outside Tesco on level 3 and you can pick it up anytime between now and 10. We've plenty for you to pick up and enjoy this Christmas. For now though,
Christmas crackers on spin. Here we go. Ho, ho, ho.
We've been out the door. We've been going genuinely Christmas crackers over the last couple of weeks, giving away some seriously desirable prizes. And we still have loads of prizes up for grabs, including an Apple Watch 10.
€500 Ryanair voucher in there as well.
A €200 Just Eat voucher.
And still in there, ladies, is a €500 Lululemon voucher.
Unreal.
So, you got a code word, courtesy of Aaron, who was in the queue, at 8 o'clock. Do you have that to hand? Because now it's time for your second code word. And in order to enter, you need both.
All right, I'm excited to give away this code word.
Yeah, okay. Do you want to hear the fanfare, Dave?
Yeah, I do. I want to hear that noise.
I get it.
Your second code word is... Sprout.
Oh, nice.
Good one.
It's not a great, as code words go, it's not fantastic.
I don't mind it.
Do you?
Yeah, I don't mind it.
Do you want to do it again?
One more time. Yeah.
Can we get the music again?
Right back. Yeah. Your second code word is sprout.
Oh, I like the way you did that. Sprout. Very nice.
Two code words is what you need. No point in getting in touch unless you have both of them. Send them both over in a WhatsApp right now to 087-711-1038. Somebody who has both of them is going to get on. We'll ask them a question. If they get that question correct, they can pull a cracker. But if not, you need to be by your phone because you'll have a chance to steal. First person who gets through on a call will be able to steal that prize. So it's all to play for, but you need those two code words over to us right now. 087-711-1038.
Over the last week and a half on Spin, we've been giving away some incredible prizes. We truly are going Christmas crackers over here. And there's still great ones up for grabs this morning.
Yeah, we're talking Apple Watch 10. We're talking €500 Ryanair voucher. What else?
€200 Just Eat voucher and that €500 Lululemon voucher left to go as well.
So here's the thing. You have to collect two code words on the show. Same deal tomorrow, Thursday and Friday. Two code words. One will be given to you just after 8 a.m. And one about 20 minutes later-ish. Just make sure to stick with us in order to enter. You need to
have
two.
Very easy.
Two.
Don't all you got to do is just stay here.
All you have to do is listen and enjoy, huh?
Where else would you be going?
And remember two words.
Sit back, relax and enjoy. Let's give someone a ring and try and get them to pull a cracker and win an incredible prize, bearing in mind if they get the question wrong that they're answered, it's all to play for and you could run in or ring in and steal the prize. But for now, Claudia is there. Good morning, Claudia.
Good morning, how are you?
Good, how are you doing, Pat?
All right, Claudia, before we go any further, give us them two precious code words.
Oh my God. Stuffing and Sprite.
Stuffing and Sprite will get you there.
It was indeed. Don't doubt yourself, Claudia.
What's the crack for today, Claudia? You going to work? What do you do?
I'm a legal officer.
Oh, wow.
Legal officer. I better be careful, what?
Oh, I'll be getting one to say. She'll be cancelling you any minute now.
Good stuff. Sounds serious enough. Are you headed for where Blanche or Dundrum this morning to pick up your girly quiz board game?
I'm not.
Okay.
I don't think you're no to excuse coming into work with work in my job.
It does sound pretty serious. I don't think our joke letter would work in your case. And do you have any time off for Christmas that you're looking forward to?
I do. I'm off for kind of the usual.
Amazing.
Nice.
Brilliant.
All right,
the usual legal officer Christmas.
Absolutely.
Claudia, in order to win this one of these prizes with Christmas crackers, you got to answer a question. I'm going to give you two categories that you can choose from. The first question is end of an era. The second question would be location, location, location. What category would you like to your question to be from?
Location.
Okay, so good. They named it three times. Mm. All right, here we go. Claudia, you have 10 seconds to answer this. I'm going to ask the question and give you two possible answers, and then we'll start the timer. In what city would you find the Colosseum, the Trevi Fountain and Spanish Steps? Is it Rome or Milan?
Rome.
Bingo. 1 second in. You're one straight in with an answer.
I don't even know if she's correct yet. I have to Google it. Hold on 1 second. How do you spell Trevi Fountain?
I would say one of the easier questions we've had this so far, but let's find out if you're right.
She's absolutely spot on. Claudia, congratulations. Thank God you get to pull a cracker. Now, the only thing is that we only have 1, 2, 5, and 10 left. What are you going for?
5, please.
That's a good number. I think if I had those choice of numbers, I'd go for 5, too.
Right down the middle.
Ash, trying to pull the cracker with me this morning?
Let's go.
I haven't won a cracker pull yet.
1, 2, 3.
Don't think I am today.
Ah,
Emma's very strong.
Go on. You read the joke in the prize, Ash.
Thank you so much, Emma.
That's okay.
Don't forget the joke, Claudia. I know you want the joke
first.
You've
got to do the joke, Claudia. Here we go. Why should you never invite a team of footballers for Christmas?
Oh, go on. I don't know.
Because they're always dribbling.
That's actually quite good.
I thought it was going to be basketball players.
I thought it was going to be because they get awful defensive.
That's good too. That's good. But really, what you want to know is what prize you've won.
Sorry, I was too late. It's too late.
Go on.
They're always scoring. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well done, Emma.
Well, we do a few more.
Nah, the prize.
All right, Claudia. Do you like fancy leggings?
Oh my God, I do.
Because you've won yourself a €500 Lululemon voucher.
Oh my God. That was what I wanted.
Is it? Excellent. Well, you're going to be looking fresh for 2025.
You're going to be looking great, Claudia. Congratulations and a happy Christmas.
Oh my God, thank you so much. Have a great day, guys.
Now,
you too.
In the most respectful possible way, your arse will be looking lovely.
Thank God.
Happy Christmas, Claudia. Talk to you later.
Happy Christmas, guys. Thank you so much.
Bye. Right now, Chapel Roan and Good Luck Babe on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Don't forget, code word number one after 8 o'clock tomorrow morning.
It's the girly quiz. Live from Dundrum Town Centre.
Let's go. I'm watching Emma Nolan go down the little escalator with a couple of board games. We are live from Dundrum Town Centre. We are giving away our girly quiz board game for free, by the way, but you can make a donation to Women's Aid.
We would love if you could donate to Women's Aid. We have a QR code here and buckets the old fashioned way. We're outside the lift by Tesco on level 3.
And if you can't make it, it's bin103.com/donate.
Yes, exactly. And we are here till 10. We've plenty left, so no hassle, no stress.
No.
We will be here. But Emma Nolan is doing a very good duty this morning.
What are you
She's
up
been
to,
very
Emma?
Generous.
What are you up to?
I am. I'm currently legging it because I didn't realise how quickly that song was going to end. Right. Do you know the way Dermot Kennedy used to leave like little albums or lyrics dotted around New York? I think the Girly Quiz is as big and as important as the Dermot Kennedy album.
I thought, we know you do.
I thought you found one and I was like, oh, that's cool.
No, I think what I'm going to do is just leave some Girly Quiz board games in random places around Dundrum.
Oh, I like it.
So I'm
all
thinking
right, where are you
like,
leave them?
Well, one in the toilet, definitely.
Oh,
one
big time.
Because you have to.
Obviously, yeah, just to surprise people.
Like, but maybe not in a cubicle.
That's a bit dirty. In a cubicle. No, that could be a bit unhygienic.
By the sinks.
Well, I leave one here outside Zara because the girl loves to be loving Zara.
They're loving that, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to leave.
Could you leave one in a lift?
I'll leave one in a lift. Okay, one girly quiz board game is outside Zara right now.
Okay,
that's
perfect.
Excellent. That's job one. Done.
And if you want to come and collect them, we're still in Dundrum. We'll be here until 10 o'clock. And you can just, if you don't even have to go talk to the spinnies, you can go to Zara and just pick it up right there. And it after leaving one down.
It's just outside the door of Zara there now. Okay, I'm going to run into the loo. 1 second. I'm legging it. One second.
Emma, on your way, will you just hand one to a random person, please?
Okay. Here's a lady who may or may not be interested. Hello. Would you like a free board game for Christmas? It's good fun. Happy Christmas. Okay, yep. She has no idea what the girly quiz is. She's no clue.
But she took it. Did she take it?
She took it. She'll probably throw in the nearest bin. But
she's got to get a fright when she sees the word vajazzle.
I'll ask this lady. Would you like a girly quiz board game? Nope. This lady's on a meeting on her AirPods and doesn't want anything to do with me. Okay.
Well, she just missed out.
Smart lady.
Hey, well, no. Okay, almost there. Almost there. God, they're so far away.
They
Women's
are.
Toilets.
Oh, she's breaking up. You got one?
There's no signal in the women's toilets.
Get out of there.
We've lost Emma Nolan.
To the toilet.
She'll find her somewhere in the toilets of Dundrum Shopping Centre with a girly quiz board game under her arm.
Okay, so there's one in the lift, there's one outside Zara, there's someone has a random one, and there's one maybe or maybe not in the toilets in Dundrum. We're here until 10 o'clock this morning. Switch Disco right now. We are absolutely obsessed with this here in Spin. It's called I Found You. Don't forget, girly quiz board game, spin1038.com/donate. We are here at Dundrum Town Centre till 10. Emma, I hear you were getting in trouble.
I was. There was a lady who met me on the way to the bathroom saying, "You're after leaving them outside Zara on the ground, you know that?" And I said, "No, that was actually part of the plan. All is good. All is well."
Did she say you were littering?
She didn't accuse me of littering, but she was kind of concerned that I had just dropped them behind me. Just to note, this is not litter. This is a very desirable girly quiz board game.
Would you call leaving 100 quid on the floor littering?
Yeah, that's no, exactly.
So then I spoke to the security guards at Zara and I said, "Look, it's a very long story, but I'm on the radio and people know to find it here." And he kind of said, "I'll keep an eye on it." And I said, "I appreciate that. Thank you very much."
Well, very good.
We keep an eye on it. Does that mean if someone tries to take it, we're like, "No, no, that stays
there." Yeah.
We said, "It's welcome to the first person." Yeah, sorry.
Ready to go. It's showtime.
Body charge, Emma Daly-Ashley. Are you guys ready to turn this up?
Check.
Let's go.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Good morning, it is Emma, Dave and Ashling, and today is the big day. We are coming to you live from Dundrum Town Centre, and for the last hour we've been giving out our girly quiz board games.
Yeah, this is all because we do the girly quiz every single Thursday, where the girls ask me random questions on girly stuff, and I'm not Christmas now, to be fair, but we decided to do a board game, so bring it to your house this Christmas.
Do you know who I can't wait to play the girly quiz board game with this Christmas?
Is it your dad?
My granny. My granny Phyllis is going to love it. She'll be laughing so hard, it's going to be gas. Do you know another thing from the studio in Dundrum? I wish we could do the show from here every day, although it's so distracting. It's the greatest place for people watching.
It's fabulous.
I'm really enjoying the fact that we can see that it's getting bright.
Yeah, it's so nice.
Yes.
We are outside the entrance to Tesco on level 3. We are getting lots of messages from people who aren't able to come down to Dundrum today. We are here till 10 and we'll be in Blanchardstown tomorrow from 8 as well.
Yeah, we have Leanne in touch on WhatsApp this morning.
Hi, Spin. We are obsessed with the girly quiz and your show. So I am wondering, I would love to get a game. I am on my way up from Nace, but I don't know if I'm going to get there before 10 o'clock. That's the only problem. I'm hopefully going to either be there just before 10 or bang on 10. So hopefully we can get a game, please.
Leanne, take your time. You drive safe, you take your time. And if you're here by half 10, we will be here.
We will wait for you, Leanne.
We will wait for you.
I was about to say, I'll personally hang on and wait for you, Leanne. Don't worry.
Yeah. That's good, because I have to go.
Anita was also in touch.
Good morning, Emma, Dave and Ashling.
Morning.
I missed you there in Dundrum this morning, but I have a cousin that works in Boots. She's going to pop up and try get me my favourite quiz game, the girly quiz. She also is a volunteer for Women's Aid, so we'll make your donation online. Thank you.
Brilliant. Oh, sound as a pound. Just that's to say so as well, good. We're hoping our target, I think, is a reasonable target today. We are spin 1038, and if we could raise €1,038, that would be absolutely lovely.
We'd be delighted
for such
that.
A wonderful cause. It is obviously just a charity donation on this. If you can, it's not obligatory. If you can at all, it's spin103.com/donate. And Leanne will wait for you. Anita will find your niece. All will be grand.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
It's time for a very ChatGPT Christmas.
The reason
for this is because yesterday we did like last minute gifts that ChatGPT like was to come up with if you had 10 minutes before it was Christmas Day, mm-hmm. and last minute gifts for your family or whatever. And the thing I've realised in 2024 is AI can be a bit useless. So I decided, let's do this every single day this week, a very ChatGPT Christmas. So today's prompt that I asked ChatGPT was, Christmas can be boring. Come up with some good ways to start an argument.
Oh, good, good okay. shout.
And I have to say, ChatGPT did a very good job.
Excelled.
So much of a good job that I responded to what it gave me with, well done, this is excellent.
Oh, wow.
He really appreciated that. All right, so ways to start arguments. So there's different ways. Food arguments. The turkey is too dry. Say this before even taking a bite. Bonus points if you're holding a slice of ham.
Oh, very good.
Say things like, who puts raisins in stuffing? Even if no one did, the accusation is what counts.
Very good.
Big fan of that. You can have decoration arguments. Say things like, the tree's a bit lopsided, isn't it?
Oh, very good.
Say this especially when it's perfect. Then tilt your head dramatically to prove your point. Really excellent way of starting an argument.
They're thinking of everything here.
There's some TV arguments. You could just say randomly, Love Actually isn't even a Christmas movie. And you can obviously cue all the rage from the rom-com lovers. You could have gift arguments. I can't believe you didn't get me socks this year. It's a family tradition. And ChatGPT said, even if it's not, just say that.
Just to mess with people.
It really stirring the pot here.
Another gift argument. Gift cards are a lazy present. Then say this as you give someone a gift card.
Or receive a gift card.
There's weird philosophical arguments, which I really enjoyed. If Santa was cool, why doesn't he pay the elves? Force someone to explain the economics of the North Pole. That's going to cause a lot of arguments in your family.
Oh, this is just so AI,
isn't
it?
It's so AI,
isn't it? Oh my God.
Relationship drama. I really like this. I like the thought of, like, I don't know, you're sitting down for family dinner and ChatGPT goes, you're holding your knife and fork wrong.
Is that the drama? Relationship drama?
Yeah, apparently. And then in brackets, even if they're not. And then the other one is, remember when you burned the turkey that one year? Bring up ancient history for absolutely no reason.
Oh yeah, that's good.
Big fan. And then board game chaos. Monopoly is just capitalism with Christmas hats. Make this worse by refusing to trade properties.
I think, honestly, regardless of any help from ChatGPT, like, a bit of a row is always guaranteed in most households.
We had our house Christmas over the weekend, and I swear we had about 5 arguments.
What were you fighting about?
We were fighting about the board game. We were fighting about 30 seconds, I'm telling you, lads, it tears families
apart. It really does.
When I say that, when I lived with the two girls, Emer and Megan, we had to put a blanket ban on 30 seconds in our house. No, it was quite serious. People were genuinely, friendships were coming to an end.
I think there's going to be some girly quiz board game fights over Christmas.
I'm sure there will be.
100%. Big time.
Massively.
Sure, we're always fighting during the girly quiz
always.
On the show.
Oh, but that's because you.
Yes, fair.
The girly quiz. Live from Dundrum Town Centre.
Let's go. There's so many things going on here. One, we're trying to give as many people as possible girly quiz board games just in time for Christmas. Two, we're trying to raise a few quid. It's Christmas time and it's a great time. I know every year, Dave, regardless of anything that's going on with the girly quiz, you always give a charity donation at Christmas, don't you?
Always, yeah. Well, like, I always do it for, like, for presents and stuff like that. It's a good way of giving presents because it's a donation. So we don't need more stuff. The only thing you need in your life this year is a girly quiz board game.
Well, that's true. That's true. We are hoping to raise some money for Women's Aid. There's no charge on picking up the girly quiz board game. And maybe you're not in a position to come and pick one up, but you'd still be interested in donating something, even the price of a coffee. It's spin103.com/donate. And we're here, level 3, outside Tesco in Dundrum. Pick up your girly quiz board game. There are some here. It's not like we've completely run out and we're dragging you all the way for nothing.
Yeah, I'm loving seeing people in the shopping centre with their board game.
Yes.
Like, just underneath their arm.
Yes.
As if they're little briefcase.
Now, we do have Aisling Bonner somewhere in the shopping centre right now. What's going on, Aisling? Are you there?
Where are you, Ash?
Hi, guys. I'm down here at Tesco, just across from where we're giving away the girly quiz board games. And I've gone up to customer service and I've asked a very nice man, we'll call him Mark. I'll protect your identity, sir. And I've asked him, could I go on the Tesco tannoy and tell you about the girly quiz board game? And he said, yeah.
What? Stop. What a legend.
He did. Okay,
oh, my God,
so
are you going to do it?
Yeah, I'm going to do it right now. I have to press a red button. God, I can see again.
Aisling, just to say, that's actually more nerve-wracking than being on the radio.
I know. So I'm going to be on two mics right now in 3, 2, 1.
Hello, people of Tesco. I hope you're having a lovely shop. This is Aisling here from Spin 103.8. We're just across the way giving away girly quiz board games. It's going to be the best Christmas present on offer this year. And it's completely free if you just donate to Women's Aid. We'll give you one. Happy Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Wow! There's Tesco workers looking around going, is she allowed to do that?
I need to run. Everyone is staring at me.
No, Aisling, that's amazing. We can actually see from our little view up here the reaction of people live to you doing that.
They're whoever, so confused.
That's brilliant. Whoever that man is who let you do that, I hope he has a fantastic Christmas.
What a legend. What a legend.
Thank you, not Mark.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
We've great prizes on the show all this week. We're giving them away with Philadelphia cream cheese.
Yeah, you got a friend in Philly spreading the joy this Christmas. We got a 200 euro one for all voucher to be won every single day.
Yeah, you just have to tell us what song we've spread out today.
Have a listen. It sounds like this.
All right, let's give someone a ring. Who's on?
Hello. Hello, Mick. Good morning. It's Emma, Dave and Aisling. How are you?
Morning, Mick.
How are you?
Good. What's Mick, the crack with you this morning? You're at work, are you?
I am indeed.
What do you do, Mick? Around.
In transportation.
Very good. And whereabouts are you based?
In Blanchetown.
Okay, so we might see you in the morning, will we?
We'll be there tomorrow. You can collect your work, girly.
We'll be definitely over tomorrow.
We'll see you then. Well, you could be getting a double helping of goodies this week from us. You're on to play with Philadelphia. We played you a song that we spread out. Do you want to have a guess what it is?
Green, Green Grass.
By George.
George Ezra.
Are you a fan of George Ezra?
I like his music. He's very good.
He's grand.
Yeah, he's grand.
We haven't heard him a lot this year now at all.
Yeah, no harm. No harm.
When you're like us and you used to hear him, you know, five times an hour, it wasn't great. but I'll tell you something, it is a good tune. And let's see if you're correct.
Well done, George.
Well, Mick Ezra is on the phone.
Mick, you've won yourself a 200 euro one for all voucher. Well done.
Perfect, no problem. I'll see you tomorrow.
Hope you see you in the morning. Mate. Yeah, have a great day.
Good luck, Mick.
You too.
Bye bye. It's the Girly
Quiz live from Dundrum Town Centre.
Let's go. God, we've been here all morning giving away our girly quiz board games for the last almost 2 hours. There still are some left, and bearing in mind we will be in Blanchetown Centre tomorrow morning.
But only some.
Yes.
Only some
very
left.
Popular.
Yes, yes. Just to say as well, I know it's very important and we're doing big things here for Women's Aid, raising money this morning.
Huge things.
But as I was running up and down the stairs this morning, chatting to people in the queue, I realised something very bad.
Oh,
you know the way I wear Invisalign?
Yes. Yeah.
My bottom Invisalign always stays in during the show, but my top one I take out when I'm talking on the show because I get lispy.
Just a peek behind the curtain there.
I have lost my top Invisalign this morning.
You've lost it?
Where was it?
Somewhere. I just chucked it into my pocket. Not very hygienic. Somewhere between here
absolutely
and
gross.
Downstairs.
Absolutely disgusting.
If I find it, I don't even know if I ever want to put it in my mouth again.
You're the kind of person who puts your toothbrush in your bag, aren't you?
So wait, are you going to leave and go look around Dundrum Town Centre for your retainer?
You should.
It's important to me.
To be fair, those are expensive.
Okay,
can you bring the mic with you? Bring the mic with you so if you do find it.
Oh yeah, we want to be abreast of all of this rottenness.
She's so the person who's like, oh, I have to go on a sleepover. I'll just stick the toothbrush in my bag. No plastic bag around
raw
it.
Raw dogging it.
No, nothing.
Now, Emma,
are you going to retrace your steps?
I have a little covers for my toothbrushes.
Oh, that's good.
In my bag, so that's something.
That's good.
I'm retracing my steps. Good morning, all. Just saying hi
to random
people.
If you do find them, do you want them though? Because they've been on the floor.
Well, I have a little kind of cleaning solution for them that I can pop them in.
The I'm only lucky for you. The Dundrum Town Centre is very clean.
It is. We saw it in action this morning. People out cleaning before doors opened. The only other thing to say is not all is going to be lost because I change my Invisalign weekly, you see, because that's the whole idea is that they move.
Okay, so you're not without it for too long.
No, but let me just see if anyone... Oh, there's lots of people queuing for the board game. Guys, we're running low on them here. Can I just chat to a spinny? Do we have a spinny here that would talk to me for a second? Will, I have a question for you. It's very important.
Good old Will.
No one by any chance dropped in my Invisalign this morning that I've dropped, have they?
We haven't seen it as of yet, but we'll keep
no Invisalign.
No Invisalign.
Can you make it mandatory that if anyone picks up an Invisalign, or if anyone picks a board game, just ask them any sign of Emma's Invisalign?
Inside the board game, yes, possibly.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. Okay,
ear
guys,
to the
what
ground,
can I do?
Will. Emma, okay, well, you remember you went into a lift and you dropped a board game there. Would you maybe check the lifts?
Will I go for a spin on the lift?
Yeah, do.
Just to check to see if your teeth are there.
And make sure you ask whoever's in the lift with you if they saw.
Ladies, I'm live on spin upstairs and I've lost my Invisalign. You didn't see a teeth on the ground this morning anywhere, did you?
No, definitely not. No sign.
Okay, well, listen, thanks very much. You didn't
do
see
you have any spare?
Any teeth anywhere, no?
No, I didn't. No.
Teeth, no.
We're not going to be left back into Dundrum.
Did anyone spot any teeth in the lift? No. No, no Invisalign in here. Sorry to interrupt you. No. Could you keep an eye out? You work at McCabe's Pharmacy upstairs. If you see Invisalign anywhere, will you have a look for me? I'm after losing my Invisalign.
I'll let you know.
Thanks a million. Cheers. Right, lads,
just to remind everybody, Emma is a 31-year-old woman.
Yes, 31. Yeah. And asking random people for
have
her Invisalign.
Have they seen her teeth?
I mean, come on. You don't do well for yourself with this not old thing, do you?
The bathrooms, Emma? Maybe the bathrooms?
Have you seen my teeth?
If anyone has seen my teeth, will you give us a shout and let me know, please? 087-711-1038.
Yeah, we'll give them away on the show if we find...
You might notice they're mine, so there might be a bit of croissant left in them from this morning.
Oh, lovely. Very, very nice. All right, Emma, the best luck finding your teeth.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged.
Alex Warren, Ella Henderson, and Carrie Home on Spin with Emma, Dave, and Aisling. The door in our Dundrum studio isn't very quiet.
It's
apologies
creepy
for that. And Callum's doing it again. Look, listen again now. Listen.
Ah, yeah,
hence why we're not here all the time.
Did you find your teeth?
No sign of my teeth. I'll have to do without. Sorry to Three Dental if you're listening this morning going, how dare you?
Right, we'll have a look around Blanche tomorrow.
Thank you.
Maybe someone drops some spare ones.
Yeah, we will be tomorrow live from Blanchardstown Shopping Centre. We will be giving away board games once again from 8 o'clock outside Zara upstairs. So excited to see everybody there. And they did go like hotcakes today.
We did make a promise to a lady who's on her way from Nace to hang around to give her a board game. So
we will do that.
And please donate if you can. The price of a coffee even this morning at spin103.com/donate. All proceeds going to Women's Aid.
That was fun, lads. I had a lot of fun.
Me too. I will see you back here tomorrow morning from 7 a.m. We'll be live from lunch. Pick up your board game from 8 a.m. and stand by because the class Michaela Hayes is on the way.
Good luck. See you later.
Bye.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged.
Love this?
Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.